VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An arrest warrant is issued in the Bangkok bombing. Thai police say they are looking for a foreign man in the bombing that killed at least 22 people on Monday. Investigators have not yet established the man's motives or his nationality, but they suspect he was part of a network of people. Authorities released a sketch of the suspect, a young man with black shaggy hair, stubble, and round plastic-framed glasses. A police spokesman says two other men are also suspects in the case. Islamic State militants in Syria have beheaded the former director of antiquities in the city of Palmyra. IS militants seized the ancient city 3 months ago. Reports say 82-year-old Khalid Assad was killed on Tuesday in a public square in front of dozens of people. The human rights group Human Rights Watch is criticizing Egypt's new anti-terrorism law. HRW says the measure has an overly broad definition of what constitutes a terrorist act and leaves Egyptians open to stiff sentences for things that may amount to civil disobedience. Among the new law's provisions are punishments up to death for forming or leading a terrorist group, a life sentence for financing terrorism, and jail terms for inciting or preparing to incite attacks. Officials of the European Stability Mechanism on Wednesday formally approved the release of billions of dollars to help rebuild Greece's battered economy and pay its debt. Earlier,
zur Stabilitätshilfe zugunsten Griechenlands mit abgegebenen Stimmen 585.
German lawmakers voted to approve the $95 billion bailout package, which will help Greece meet Thursday's deadline for a payment to international creditors. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Wednesday that it had received new rape allegations against peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. Margaret Bashir reports.
Last week, an angry Secretary General Ban Ki-moon fired the head of the mission, known as MINUSCA, over earlier rape allegations which he said have tarnished the credibility of the United Nations. Wednesday, UN spokesperson Vanina Mastrachi said headquarters had received new, disturbing allegations of misconduct that happened in recent weeks in the central town of Bambari.
These new allegations concern a report that three young females were raped by three members of a MINUSCA military contingent.
Mastrachi said one of the women was a minor. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, is assisting in providing medical and psychosocial support to the alleged victims. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Speaking to reporters in Crimea, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said President Vladimir Putin is open to a meeting with President Barack Obama next month. The Russian leader will be in the United States next month to participate in the United Nations General Assembly. Lavrov said Mr. Putin could meet with President Obama if the U.S. signals it wants a meeting. A Russian court has found Estonian security officer Eston Kovar guilty of spying. Daniel Scharf reports.
The court in Russia's northwest Pskov region on Wednesday convicted Kovar of spying, arms smuggling, and illegally crossing the border from Estonia. The 15-year sentence prompted a swift condemnation from Tallinn and the European Union. Estonia and the EU maintain Kovar was abducted last September by Russian security agents on Estonia's side of the border. Catherine Ray is a spokeswoman for EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini.
Mr. Kovar's abduction and subsequent illegal detention in Russia constitute a clear violation of international law.
Ray said the EU called on Russia to release Kovar immediately and guarantee his safe return to Estonia. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
State media say the owners of a warehouse that exploded in Tianjin, China last week used their relationships with local officials to obtain apparently fraudulent safety licenses. In an interview with the official Xinhua news agency, two top shareholders of the Ruhai International Logistics admitted to using their connections to obtain the certifications. Oscar Pistorius's release from a South African prison has been put on hold by the country's Justice Department. The Paralympian was expected to be released Friday, less than a year into his 5-year sentence for the killing of his girlfriend Riva Steenkamp. He was expected to complete the remainder of his prison term under house arrest, but a Justice Department spokesman said the decision to release Pistorius has no legal basis. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.